It's a miracle someone didn't die. Former NFL player Peyton Hillis recalls harrowing rescue of drowning children. By Dylan Gwynn on June 13, 2023. In January, former NFL running back Peyton Hillis jumped into the Gulf of Mexico to save his son and niece from drowning. He was successful in saving the children. However, it nearly cost him his own life as the former Arkansas Razorback spent 2 weeks in the hospital recovering from the incident. On Tuesday, Hillis sat down with Good Morning America's Michael Strahan to give his account of what happened on that terrifying day. "I hear my mom screaming, and so, I looked at her. And she pointed out to my son, and she says, 'Ori and Camilla are drowning,' the 37-year-old told Strahan. 'And so, I didn't even think. I reacted and started running into the water. I think the scariest point was when I'm swimming to my son, and I have to pass by him because my niece is in more danger. I knew that I had to pass him up to get to Camille first. If I didn't, then there's no way she would have made it. It is 100% a miracle that someone didn't die,' Hillis stated. Hillis rescued the children before suffering his own medical event. The former Brown lost consciousness as emergency personnel arrived. It was later learned that Hillis sustained lung and kidney damage and was airlifted to a local hospital. After a week in the ICU, Hillis was taken off the respirator, and doctors declared him on the road to recovery. As a member of the Browns in 2010, Hillis ran for 1,177 yards and 11 touchdowns. He also caught 61 passes for 477 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those performances prompted fans to vote him in as the cover of Madden 12. Hillis played 7 seasons in the NFL, totaled 2,832 rushing yards and 23 touchdowns, and caught 134 passes for 1,050 yards and 3 touchdowns.